evening, everyone. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio, the Double L edition. Guests are refreshing and sitting down and getting ready, so we'll give everybody a few seconds to get situated. Checking out the chat room here, see who all came to play tonight. So far, it's getting a little crazy already. Looks like we got a hockey dispute going on, but this is a fishing show, so we're going to talk fishing tonight. There's a lot of good fishing coming up, good events. Let's see what we got here. So anyway, our guest tonight we'll have on shortly, hopefully, here will be Chad Hoover. We're going to talk about the KBF Invitational. But until then, we got a couple other things we can cover. Everybody playing nice so far, Chris?
So far, so good.
Good. So unless you've been living under a rock or not aware of your surroundings here in the past few months, we are just hours away from the boondoggle. We are all steadily
boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Uh-oh, and here comes, people are starting to have a problem. They can't find the show. Mark, can you explain real quick, and I'll try to find
the best way. The best way to get in, everyone, I'm sorry, Kayak Fishing Radio is a little slower than going straight to Blog Talk Radio. And then in the search box, is pressing in, typing in Kayak Fishing Radio, and then look for the live show. And now that the show is open, it should be right up on top. You can also, kind of late now, I guess, but we do have apps available through both Droid and Apple, so you can listen on your phones. Only disadvantage there is you can't interact with the chat room. I'm sorry, guys. I have no control over the servers or the computer end of
it. Andy put it up. Andy put it up.
There you go. That link's there. I don't know what's going on. We're getting too big. We're going to have to get a bigger server, I guess. The Kayak Fishing Radio Network has used up all of its allotted space or something. But really sorry, everybody. Just keep refreshing or go to that link that Andy put up there. I was going to put our link up, but that takes you right into the admin side.
Hey, honey, say the word. Chad is with us, but I've got him silenced right now.
You can't ever silence Chad.
No, I was going to say you can't silence Chad. I'm sure he can hear what we're saying about him right now, but.
Very cool. We can hang tight. You can take him off. We'll just get to him in a minute. But we're going to talk a little bit about the boondoggle coming up just so I make sure I get everything in on that. Like I said, it's coming. A couple hours away, more or less. Thursday, zero dark, the Virginia crew will be heading south. Not too late, though. If you don't know about it, you can definitely get in a car and make it to Merritt Island in Florida to the no-motor zone and hang out with 200-plus some other kayak anglers. It's going to be a great time. Cars Park is the headquarters location, the jump-off spot, if you will, but there's plenty of fishing to be done all around Mosquito Lagoon and all that area. People like Cars Park are kind enough to open up the government there, the campground. So there's, I don't know if there's any more accommodations there, but there's plenty of places to stay out in town. And it's looking like it's going to be a great event. A lot of great raffles, prizes, kayaks been donated. We just got the black pack in the mail today that we're carrying down from Yak Attack. So that'll make it on time. But there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be a great event. So if you're close enough or you can swing it this weekend and you haven't already made plans, come on down to Merritt Island.
I'll push that button one more time.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
70 degrees for the highest day, Chuck might be a little embarrassed.
That's
all right, so what else we got going on? What's that? We got a lot of guests in there. Wow. Well, thank you, guests. All you guests there, this has been putting up. You can either use your Facebook or Twitter account, and then you can get into the chat rooms, especially if you have any questions for tonight's guest. Dad will be able to answer them for you if you can just punch them in, but otherwise, as a guest, you are not able to interact with the chat room. So, gotta log out and log back in using either or of those two options, or you can also create a free account on Blog Talk Radio for future reference. One thing for anybody trying, we've found in the past that it's for some reason a little easier if you have either of your Facebook or Twitter account, which one you're trying to use, open in another window. Don't ask me why. Work on computers, but for some reason that seems to work. And
didn't work for
Twitter.
Me yesterday.
So it's that?
It did not work for me yesterday.
Through Kayak Fishing Radio or through
no,
Blog Talk?
No, remember it took me quite a bit. I logged in through Blog Talk.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Hope we get some computer tech out there. But anyway. So yeah, we got a, I'll get to my fishing report from Phil Rucker here, so we keep on keeping on. What's Philip got for us this week? Philip Rucker with Get Outdoors and KayakFishingNorthCarolina.com says, Mother Nature basically hasn't been playing friendly with us. High winds, rain, cold, or some combination of the three have been the norm for the past few weeks. Everything has been real slow. Largemouth bass are slowly creeping up towards the shallows mid to late today. If the lake water is dirty and a little dirty, add a rattle to the bait or a hook, ringing the dinner bell. That's about all he's got. Pretty much weather around here totally has been kind of crappy here lately. So, but as always, thank you, Philip, for your report, and everybody over at Get Outdoors, we appreciate you checking in every week with us. All right, then. So what else we got going on? That's about it, really. Locally, there's nothing coming up. Oh, you know what? I guess we do have, after the boondoggle, for any of our North Carolina friends and anybody close to the greater Greensboro, a little college loop there, Winston-Salem, the Central North Carolina Fishing Expo will be February 22nd through the 24th. I know one of our faithful listeners and call-in guys, Mark Patterson, will be there with the NCKFA booth. And Get Outdoors will have a booth also there. It's in Greensboro at the Coliseum. Good show. Same promoter that puts on the Richmond Expo that was a few weeks ago. And Dodswell is the same ones who do this show. And that, again, is February 22nd through 24th. So let's see what everybody else is playing around in the chat room. Everybody good? Anything going on in there? I think Chris just left me for a little while. So, all right. Moving along.
Okay, we're good.
Is it good? Everybody good?
Yep.
Howdy, howdy.
Chad Hoover.
What's going on?
What's happening in Tennessee?
Man, I am busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. I'm trying to run a business and be a daddy and homeschool and set up travel for two TV shows and book venues and get a tournament together. So I apologize to everybody listening that's been waiting for more information. I'm going to go into seclusion this weekend. Part of the reason I'm not making it to the boondoggle so that I can double down on getting most of the details for this open and invitational up there. I think most people, for the most part, know that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to try my damnedest to get everything done. I've got some volunteers that are going to help out. Everything's coming together. The venue's good. South Carolina looked at me like I had a horn growing out my head when I said I needed approval to do a kayak fishing tournament. And so that was a little bit of a finagling once they really started looking at it and said, you're going to have 200-plus kayakers in shallow water in South Carolina fishing for bass. And I said, yes, I are. And so they needed to know you know, basically like anybody you've ever run into at a boat ramp when you first start kayak fishing and you see somebody that's never done it, they want to ask every question under the sun.
You fish out of those?
Email you pictures. You gonna fish out of a kayak like an Eskimo sits in? Yeah, that exactly. We're gonna harpoon bass in shallow water. But anyway, so most of the work is done. It's now just a matter of putting it out there. The rules are already written. I just am getting them reviewed.
Well, hold on. Slow down. You're getting way ahead. Wow, man. Calm down. Right. Take a breather. Let's talk about what this is, because maybe some of our guests and listeners don't know, or some people are interested. So you have put together, which is probably going to be, and as of right now it is, the largest bass fishing tournament, kayak that is, ever to be seen. So why don't you at least start from the groundwork up there on it. So give everybody a quick little rundown where it's going to be held, the kind of things like that, the date and all. Let's start from the beginning, then we can tell how you finagled, lied, wheeled, and dealed your way into the state of South Carolina to pull all this off.
So the KayakBassFishing.com Challenge Series has been the kind of the foundation for this. We've been running that. We're in our fourth year where we do the catch, photo, release, upload of photos. You got a month to continuously upgrade to catch your biggest bass, and then we've got a pretty good prize package of stuff to offer for the year. So far, we've almost given away $300,000 worth of stuff on KBF in 4 years. So that's a pretty good number. I think that makes us, before we ever set foot in South Carolina, we're already kind of the biggest freshwater kayak fishing tournament series that's out there. But we don't call it a tournament series; we call it a challenge because it's not really a tournament. It's a challenge to go out and continuously try to catch the biggest bass ever. And if you go to kayakbassfishing.com, click on the challenges button, and then click view results on any challenge, you'll see why. There are some monster bass that have been put up by kayak fishermen. Guys that go in there that boat fish go in there expecting to see a couple of a novelty fish that guys catch out of kayaks, and then they're blown away by the fact that these guys are catching monsters, not just good fish, but amazing fish. So after the third year of doing it, a bunch of dudes kept saying, hey, man, you were involved in TKA. You were involved in the Extreme Edge. You were involved in this tournament. You've been involved in, you know, helping put together or putting together some of the biggest tournaments that have ever been put together. So why don't you do your own? Why don't you do a bass fishing one? And I was just kind of, you know, reluctant last year. I was still on active duty, had a bunch of stuff going on. And so a lot of people started hitting me up about the time that I was retiring. And I thought about it, and I looked at it and said, you know what? We could do it. I think it'll be good for kayak fishing. I think it'll be good for kayak bass fishing. I think it'll be good for promoting the Sweetwater side of things. And so I threw a kind of a precursory email out there to a lot of my great sponsors and said, hey, guys, what do you think about this? And the response was amazing. So I knew that the biggest hurdle that most tournaments face was already kind of easy for me, the getting some sponsors. And then I posted up some ideas on Facebook, and people jumped all over it. I mean, every topic would have several, you know, 100 responses. And so I said, well, I guess there is, or I guess it is time for this event. I called up a good buddy of mine that most of you guys know him, Chappie, who lives in South Carolina, and asked him if he's going to be in South Carolina anytime soon. Or he's from there. He lives in Jackson now. And he said he would, and so I was going to get him to check out a few venues. I have caught some absolute toad bass in the hatchery. I've caught some monsters all over that part of South Carolina. So I said, well, if I'm going to have this tournament, I want to have as big a draw as I can. It's not exactly Jacksonville to where it's right at where 95 and I-10 come together, so it makes it easy for people coming from the west and easy people from coming from the north. But it is pretty damn close. It's, you know, it's about an hour and a half north of Savannah, maybe 2 hours. Puts it about 3.5 north of Jacksonville. So it's a good little location. You've got people in middle America can come through, you know, the Atlanta area, come through Knoxville, come through Chattanooga to converge on South Carolina. So that, and it's a good growing season. It's a good, long, slow transition to spring. For the most part, it's not one of those places where it's super cold, super cold, super cold, and then all of a sudden one day it's summer. And so, you know, just did a lot of research, figured out what I thought would be the best time, wanted to do it kind of before the rest of the tournaments kicked off, so people hadn't already, you know, spent their kitty or given up their brownie points. And so we picked St. Paddy's Day weekend out of Savannah. So if you get knocked out the first couple of days, you can always go down to Savannah and get your drunk on or St. Paddy's Day on.
Get knocked out again.
Yeah, and get knocked out again. And so March 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th just became the days. And so we found an amazing venue out of South Carolina, the one that they host some of the Elite Series tours out of, the Bassmasters Classic. The Bassmaster tour guys have been there before. This camp is really well run. It's got camping. It's got a beach so we could do a demo day and a manufacturer's expo. It's got something for the kids that we can do a little side tournament. It's got room for vendors to set up that want to come there and promote their business, want to promote their product line, want to just be there to answer questions. We're going to get the Department of Natural Resources out there, Berkeley County Blue Ways. A lot of the folks that come out for the East Coast Canoe and Kayak Festival are going to try to make it out there. Some educational, some informative, some commercial, and just try to make it a great event. We're looking at coordinating some entertainment. But probably the thing that everybody wants to hear about and the thing that I'm the most excited about is it's the biggest cash payouts that have been done in any kind of kayak fishing. We're looking at $5,000 for first place in the Invitational, which is the tournament you have to qualify for, and $3,200 first place for the KayakBassFishing.com Invitational. I mean the Open. The Open itself, though, first place is not just the $3,200. It's also a fully rigged Wilderness Systems kayak, a Torquedo electric motor, all-pro rods, and Shimano reels, rod and reel package. Several lure companies are kicking in, lure packages. The whole thing right now is priced out at about $4,700. So you're looking at, you know, almost $9,000 in prizes for cash in prizes for first place. And then we're going to tier
it
down.
Say that again? Say that again?
Almost $9,000, and I'm not done yet.
For first place.
In the Open. And then we're going to tier that down. Second place is going to hopefully be somewhere in the $1,500 range. Third place is going to be somewhere in the $1,000 range. Fourth place, $750. Fifth, $500. Sixth, $450. Seventh, $400. We're going to try to spread it out to where about up to 10th place is making some pretty decent money. In addition to that, there's 40 people that will be pre-qualified for the Invitational. You're also fishing for qualifying for the Invitational by finishing in the top 10 in the Open. The Open, though, is open to everybody. So if somebody is already qualified for the Invitational and they come and fish the Open, you can still qualify for the Invitational for the $5,000 cash first place prize. You could be in 50th place, to be honest with you, and still qualify, because if they're already qualified, or you could be in 41st place, and they're already qualified and they fish their way in, your bass is going to get you in. Your total is going to get you into the Invitational, because if they're already pre-qualified, their fish doesn't count towards qualifying. It's the top 10 non-pre-qualified anglers that will move on to fish in the Invitational for the $5,000 first place. The episode will be on World Fishing Network and NBC Sports. You'll get interviewed on TV, you know, that whole thing. And the prize package could grow based on entries, based on entries into the actual challenge series. We're adding money from the challenge series over to both of these events. So in addition to the $5,000 for the Invitational, the $3,200 cash plus $4,700 prize package for first in the Open, we're also doing $500 a day for big fish each of the 4 days, and $1,000 overall for the biggest bass. So if you catch the biggest bass, you're pretty much guaranteed to make $1,500.
All right, so the Open dates are March 14th and 15th, correct?
14th and 15th, yes, sir.
For the Open. And then the following 2 days will be the Invitational.
And the way it works is the 14th, everybody fishes. The 15th, the field gets cut to 100 people. Those people are still fishing for a shot at the Invitational. The top 10, again, non-qualified folks, move on to the Invitational. There's a few twists that I've been alluding to on Facebook. One of those twists is, even if you didn't move on to the second day, if you catch the biggest bass on the second day, you still move on to the Invitational. So there's no need, if you get knocked out the first day, to pack up and go home. You can still make another $500 for three more days and $1,000 for biggest fish, and you can still qualify for the Open. I mean, I'm sorry, for the Invitational by catching the biggest fish. I'm also going to have another surprise way to qualify for the Invitational that I'm not going to announce until you're at the Open. So when you come, you should come planning on fishing for 4 days. You should come planning on having a good time for 4 days. You should plan on having your hammer cocked. I don't expect there to be a lot of sleeping. I expect there to be a lot of fishing, a lot of partying, a lot of rednecking, a lot of hooting and hollering, and a lot of good storytelling and good times. We're going to try to have a band on site. We're going to try to have some good old-fashioned Southern hospitality and some good old-fashioned backwoods fun in conjunction with a good old-fashioned bass beatdown that that makes somebody a pretty good chunk of change. The prize payouts are based on 200 entries for the Challenge Series and the 50 entries for the Invitational. So that's what that dollar value is based on. I pulled the numbers last night, and we had 46 people entered. And so I pasted that, posted that up on Facebook. And almost immediately, I got almost 100 responses of guys saying, dude, I tried to enter, but kayakbassfishing.com requires a PayPal account or Google Checkout, and I don't have either one of them. So in response to that, tomorrow I'll have a registration button up on Hook One so you can pay through the Hook One system. And then we're going to have the kayakbassfishing.com open and kayakbassfishing.com invitational websites up by the end of next week. And so what those will be is it'll basically just be kayakbassfishing.com/open, kayakbassfishing.com/invitational, and it'll take you to those respective websites that will show links to the rules, links to the venue, maps to great places to fish, links to the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources where you can buy your license, you know, all that information you kind of need to know. The camp, Black's Camp, is offering a 25% discount by way of a buy three, get one free for hotels, for campsites, and for RV spots. So if you guys call Black's Camp in Cross, South Carolina, if you're interested in staying, they're still running that special, and they still have a few of everything left. The best information or best place to find information right now is by simply going to Facebook and searching Kayak Bass Fishing with a space between each word and the word open in all caps. Or
yeah,
just go to my Facebook page.
I put the link up to it on the chat room, but yeah, go ahead. And real quick, I know we have a lot of guests in there, and I'm sure a lot of these guests are people, first-time listeners that tuned in tonight for Chats, and I just want to make sure everybody gets their due tonight. So if any of you guests would like to ask any questions or have anything, and I know you're guests, so you can't put in the chat room, you can also call in at 714-816-4727, and that way you can ask the question. If anybody in the chat room has any question or anything, please put it up, because now's your time, just like past couple of weeks we've had Woody and John and all here for the Adventure World Championship. You're not going to get many other chances except for if he answers his phone, which he doesn't even answer his phone when I call him. So getting in touch with Chad, you might as well ask him tonight, here and now. So you need to clean your mailbox out too there on your phone, brother.
I clear it out every night by 10:30.
I couldn't even leave a nasty message on your phone today. But anyway. All right, so cool. So we can get there through Facebook. I put that link up. What's another good way for everybody to dig in and find out all the information?
Go to kayakbassfishing.com, click on the forum, and there is a Kayak Bass Fishing Open and Invitational official thread post right at the top of the page. All the updates will be posted there. All the information will be posted there.
All right, so now you're talking to knucklehead, saltwater only, loser guy. So is this like a bass, like you got to bring your fish? Is it all catch photo, or are we bringing bass
yes.
in a bag? And
catch photo release. The hog trough is the only acceptable measuring device. We will have some for sale there. You can bring your own. We're going to have a pretty unique way to do the unique identifier this time. It's going to be a little bit different than I think anybody's ever seen.
A tattoo? People have to get a tattoo right there at the ramp?
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Only, and you have to hold the fish across your lower back for the photo.
tramp stamp R Us.
We're also going to do something a little different than any other challenge or tournament that we've ever done. I'm going to do, starting about 3 weeks out, I'm going to do a live stream captain's meeting on Ustream on my Kayak Fishing Gear TV channel. So I'll be posting links to that up on Facebook, kayakbassfishing.com. There'll be a link on the Hook One page under videos, and then click live view. And so I'm going to do a virtual captain's meeting starting, you know, 3 weeks out, so that every time if there's that question that I maybe don't know how to answer or maybe need to get some clarification on, we've got time to sort it out. We've all been to that captain's meeting where somebody asked a question and it turned into kind of what's the word I'm looking for here? It turned into a cluster, you know what I'm saying? Because it was that question nobody thought anybody would ask. So we're going to do that 3 weeks out. And then the night before the tournament, for folks that can't make it down for an extra night, we're going to run another virtual captain's meeting via Ustream that you can log into via the Ustream app, kayakbassfishing.com, or just go directly to it on the internet. And then we'll be available starting at about 5 the next morning for anybody, onesie twosies, and I will also run kind of a stragglers captain's meeting the morning of.
All right, what's the boundaries of the tournament?
The boundaries of the tournament is a 50-mile radius, you know, so 100-mile diameter from Black's Camp. We'll be posting a map of that in about a week. It'll be on the website. It'll be part of the Kayak Bass Fishing Open website, and we're going to designate some specific boat ramps that are eligible for launching. That's part of this unique identifier. What we're going to do is we're going to put some unique identifiers that identify ramps. And so you have to take a picture with your identifier matched up to the other identifier, kind of like a puzzle piece, and that says that you went to that spot. And that says that you also came back to that spot. So if there's somebody out there that has it in their head that they're going to fish a private water spot, they're going to spend a lot of time traveling trying to pull that off. So,
all right, a little trick in there.
A little trickery, a little bit of, you know, keep it honest. When this kind of money up for grabs, it's not so much that the people that are going to cheat that you want to worry about, but you want to say to the folks that are never going to cheat that we're doing everything that we can to keep this thing as level and as honest and as fair as we possibly can. You know what I'm saying? I want to shake
right.
it up a little bit so that the local doesn't have the ultimate total advantage. You know, I want to make it so that folks that travel and spend some time pre-fishing can get rewarded for that. But at the same time, I don't want somebody that's gone out there and fished for 3 weeks that's got the fish pretty much staked out to be able to just walk off with it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. That's very cool. All right, we had a question in the chat room. How much is entry fee?
Entry fee for each event is $100. The $100 for the 40 people that are pre-qualified will have to be prepaid by the 15th of February. I'm sorry, will be prepaid by the 1st of March for the Invitational. Everybody else will have to be paid by the 1st of March for the Open. Then we're going to shut down registration. We're going to allow people after the 1st of March to enter only if they have a kayakbassfishing.com bass pass. That's another way of promoting the challenge series. It's a way of raising the funds necessary to prepay for all this stuff. A lot of people go, well, we'll just pay the day of. The problem is that some of these venues cost, food cost. And so if you try to pay for all of that stuff in anticipation of 300 people showing up and 100 show up, you don't have enough money to pay out prizes, much less cover the expenses of putting the event on. We're looking at an 80% to 85% payback, and the other part will be used to cover the operating expenses and to also do some deposits for the 2014 Challenge Series. Because what we're doing is the Challenge Series kicks off March 1st on Kayak Bass Fishing as well. And so in fishing this event, you are already fishing to qualify for the 2014 Challenge Series, because every fish you catch, if you use your identifier, is also eligible for the first month of the 2013 KayakBassFishing.com Challenge Series. So let's just say you catch a big-ass bass, you win first place in the Open, you win a $4,700 prize package, $3,200 cash. If you upload it to KayakBassFishing.com, you'll walk away with another Wilderness Systems kayak on top of that.
Wow.
Damn. Wish I knew what the heck a bass looked like, huh?
Hey, if you can catch a redfish or you can catch a trout, you can catch a bass. Most of the lures that inshore saltwater fishermen are using these days are adapted from bass tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I just don't have the, you know, just another thing. Very cool. All right, so we got all that switched away. We got the time. We got the place. Somebody just said, let them take it. Did I get you? Nope, yeah, group, you just said it, Julie. I'm getting the chat room. You're not here in the chat room, are you, Chad, so you can't see.
No, I'm not.
All right, cool. All right, so what else are we missing here? I want to make sure we get everything in here so nobody's asking any questions, which is pretty surprising from this group. Adam has no sound. No, we devised it that way, Adam, so you wouldn't be able to hear anything because Chad was just giving away some good spots. Adam Fillmore's trying to get in. He can't have any sounds.
Well, of course, you know, now you said he giving away good spots, not that he could hear you giving away the spots.
I know.
I'm surprised they're being awfully quiet.
Well, that's what I'm afraid. We have all these guests who didn't use whatever way of logging in that might have questions, and that's why I gave the phone number out there, because I'm sure a lot of these guests, because I see all the names of our usual victims and partners in crime that tune in every week, but all those guests in there, so that's why at least they can listen, they can go to KBF, they can go to the Facebook link, and I'll put all those up again, so everybody
will know.
And
if anybody's got questions, I'll be online pretty late tonight doing some rules and doing some of the background work on the website, so I'll have my Facebook window open, and I'll jump in and answer or clarify any questions that anybody has about the challenge series, the open, the invitational, travel, prize money, rules, anything that anybody's got, definitely head over to that Facebook page on the Kayak Bass Fishing Open, and we can answer all your questions over there as well.
All right, somebody was asking about vendors that will be there. Who will be there as in vendors?
Well, right now we're looking at Bend and Branches, Wilderness Systems, Timeout Sport and Ski. Another retailer out of Central South Carolina is coming. I think that someone from Columbia is going to be there. She hasn't really cleared her schedule up yet. Kevin from Blacks is supposed to be setting us up to where we've got South Carolina Department of Natural Resources there, Berkeley County Blueways that does the trails. By the way, if you wanna find some badass places to fish and some insight into where some of the hard-to-reach places are where the big bass are most likely to be caught, Google Berkeley Blueways, which is a map, and they have a guidebook on their website with all of these paddling trails that they've established that are in places you cannot get to by boat. Cypress fields, flooded timber, lily pad fields out in the middle of nowhere. Most of these places
all right,
are
so
gator infested.
All right, stop there. Just take a breath. So launching, though, so what is the launch? You can launch from where?
Well, I will just tell you that you will be able to launch at any of the designated launches in the Berkeley Blueways guidebook. And you'll be able to launch from about 25 different public boat ramps. I was actually given some specific advice by South Carolina to say, hey, have your guys avoid these boat ramps that time of year because there's a potential for a buttload of personal watercraft and other kind of traffic. And, hey, the fishing is not that great. So really what I've done is I've kind of narrowed it down to some of the best boat ramps within range of some of the best or all of the best fishing. But at the same time, try to take some of the ones off of there that somebody might go to inadvertently and end up, you know, in a place where it's just not real conducive to launching a kayak and being safe, paddling out before daylight and or coming in the afternoon.
So what is that? How does that all factor in? I'm just trying to get the idea in the field too. So is it going to be like our normal tournaments that we've fished in the past and also everybody's going to meet up, cards in hand and all that stuff? What's the cutoff and all that, like on day 14th and the 15th? So everybody's
meeting back? Oh, at the end of the day, Yeah, at the end of the day, the weigh-in is back at Black's camp. So every day, the turn-in time, the card recovery, the file upload, all that's going to happen at Black's camp. So every afternoon, evening, everybody's going to be required to come to Black's. That's where they're turning their fish in at.
Okay.
Yep.
And that is by when?
We haven't put that out yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep a little bit of that on the down low so that
cool.
It just makes it a little bit harder for somebody to start trying to time out everything and plan too much. You know, I want it to be as fair as possible. Just like the Elite Series, Bassmaster, some of these tournaments do as far as limiting practice and restricting anglers from fishing certain areas within 30 days and, you know, those kind of things. So,
I got you. I just had another question and I lost it. Damn old age. I don't know.
Yeah, you're getting up
anyway.
There, honey. Real.
Yeah. Oh, and I know it's going to sound stupid to all of our bass, but it's artificial only?
Absolutely.
Good job. I just want to make sure I wasn't sure.
Well, are you going to have a rule? And I'm probably, those. Is it the Texas or Alabama rigs?
All fishing tackle is in accordance with South Carolina Department of Natural Resources rules. If it's legal in South Carolina, you can do it.
Okay.
If it's if it's not legal in South Carolina, you can't do it. And if it's legal in South Carolina and it involves bait, you can't do it. So all forms of artificial lure fishing, no live bait, no dead bait, no tipping, are legal.
Okay, I'm going to be ignorant and ask that question. What does that mean, no tipping?
It means you can't tip an artificial bait with a piece of natural or cut bait.
I got
you. So you can't take a jig, put a minnow on it, and say, well, I was fishing with an artificial lure. I just had my minnow bucket with me just because I like minnows for lunch.
Uh-huh.
Chesapeake cocktail.
Yeah.
All right. So.
But you can tip with gulp.
Yes, it's artificial bait, and it's legal, so you can do it.
Gulp is, yeah. Let me see. Question.
Right.
Is there anything else in particular that you feel people really should know about this?
Well, one thing that I want to mention is that when you fish your way into the Invitational, you're not fishing public water anymore. So just by qualifying for this deal, you're going to get to fish a place that is seven lakes, all private, all managed for trophy bass. The first day, 50 people are fishing three lakes. Those three lakes are not your big fish. Well, they are big fish, but they're not your biggest fish lakes. And you'll be drawing a chip out of a Crown Royal sack, divided up by the three. There'll be a red, white, and blue. You'll fish red lake, white lake, and blue lake. The last day, there's two lakes. And those two lakes are the two lakes that are managed for the biggest fish in the whole system. So the last day, the 15 people that move on to fish for all the money, for lack of a better way of putting it, and for the big fish, they will be fishing in the two lakes that are managed for pressure, managed for the amount of fishing that happens there, managed for forage base, and specifically designed to produce big bass. And so you're going to take the 15 baddest some bitches in the country for bass fishing and put them on a lake loaded with big bass and let them slug it out for $5,000.
Wow. Wish we could go. Of course, we wouldn't know.
Now, I will tell you this. I caught a 9-pounder pre-fishing in the lake that's not the big lake last year when I went there and filmed the episode for South Carolina. And both myself and Tommy Samuels both caught fish over 8 pounds the day we were filming. Yeah, I caught one that was 26 1/4 inches, and of course, there's a bunch of yahoos on YouTube that go, yeah, that was about 4 pounds. I'm like, dude, I'm like 280. I'm 6'2". I have to hold up Moby Dick for it to look big, but look at it. It's from my shoulder to my elbow and past my waist. That's a big-ass fish. That fish was actually over 11 pounds, and there's guys that are saying it wasn't 10. But, it is what it is. It comes with the territory. But that lake is loaded with monsters. Tommy broke off a pig right before he finally caught his 8-pounder.
Wow.
And she jumped and slung her head and threw a spinnerbait back at him like, here you go, you can have that back. So this,
that's
this
on
thing
one of the little lakes you're talking about.
In the well, here's the deal. We're fishing three of the smaller lakes the first time, and then the last 2 days, they're the two biggest lakes, are the ones that the 15 people are fishing for the championship. So it's going to be interesting. We've got a barge with 200-gallon live wells on it. We're going to have floating tanks that people are floating baskets with a buoy on it and a marker, unique marker buoy that you put on there to give to the competitors. If you catch a bass over 24 inches, you're going to put it in the tank, drop it, and call us on a walkie-talkie. And after you leave the area and you say you're clear so we don't mess up your fishing, we'll move in, transfer the fish to the tank. We're going to have a biologist take some samples off of it. We're going to rejuvenate it in the tank, and we're going to have it for when we do the TV portion of the weigh-in. So you can pull your big slob out of the tank and stand there and tell everybody how you caught it and then release it safely back into the water. But you don't have to worry about catching the same big fish twice. And you don't have to worry about that fish succumbing, because we're gonna get it out of the water and put it into a tank that's, you know, where the water is designed to rejuvenate the fish. We're gonna have a biologist on hand to take some samples and do a health assessment. So gotcha. For some of those fish, there won't be no line about how big it is, and they won't have to worry about what the photo looks like, because we'll actually have the fish on hand. And I think this is the first time that's ever been done in a live bass fishing tournament from a kayak.
Cool. I was just looking. Somebody put Santee Cooper. We're about to drive over Santee Cooper on Thursday morning when we leave here at zero dark to head to Florida. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. When you pass exit 92 heading south, you're passing the place where you'd turn off to head over to some of the best bass fishing in the country.
Yeah, that's I just always remember because of that big sign, fish not actual size.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's a big striper.
Somebody asked, yeah, how big are those private lakes, Chad?
They're anywhere from 17 to 85 acres.
Wow.
Plenty big enough.
Plenty big enough.
One end to the other. Well, it seems like we've covered it all, I hope. So everybody needs to stay up, though. And you said again, so by March 1st, money's in, right?
Yes.
So if you're not in on March 1st, you're just not in.
Right. And if invitational members need some kind of a little bit of leeway one way or the other, I'll work with them. But if they say straight up that they're going to not make it, then I'm going to slide their spot back into the open mix. So there'll be more slots available to qualify. So you could leave here, you could leave that weekend, you know, if you clean sweep it with almost $20,000 in cash and prizes.
Is there a cap?
Big, yeah, there's a cap of 200 anglers for the open. Above and beyond the cap, we're going to allow invitational members who get in late and anybody who owns a bass pass. So we could still have close to 300 people fish this thing.
Adam just asked, how many will qualify out of the invitational? Sorry if I missed it.
Nobody qualifies for the invitational. That's already... You qualify for the invitational through the open. Right now it's 10... plus anybody that bows out that was pre-qualified. We'll throw those back into the kitty.
Invitation. No, I don't think he's understanding that correctly. So you have to be in the open in order to get to the invitational.
No, you don't. If you're pre-qualified through the Kayak Bass Fishing Challenge Series and you're one of the top 40 that have qualified, like the TKA winner, the Luther's Tournament winner, Fallen Tides out of Louisiana, so 20 of the KBF top challenge series finishers, 6 from the regionals, and then a bunch of tournaments that were part of the qualification process last year are all pre-qualified. And if those people don't want to fish the open, they don't have to. They can just show up and fish the invitational.
Very cool.
But why would you?
Right.
There's more money to be won in the open.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, if you know how to catch bass. We need to work on that a little harder, Mark.
Yep.
On what, catching bass?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, guys, I hate to bail, but I have got to jump off of here. I will be on Facebook here in about 30, 45 minutes, and I'll answer questions probably till about midnight, 1 o'clock. And then just watch that and kayakbassfishing.com for continuous updates between now and, you know, March 1st.
Very cool. Well, you're welcome to call back in anytime after. And you got any updates, anything you want to spring on everybody or whatever, just let us know. And we'll have you on every Tuesday, any Tuesday up till the event. So
sounds good.
You're welcome to give us updates.
Will do. Hey, guys, thanks for having me, and thanks to everybody that tuned in.
All right, Chad, thanks for giving up some time.
All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, take care.
Yep, bye-bye.
I'm going to hit the button.
Hit it.
Boondoggle! Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up. Come find out February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com. Your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Who's ready for the boondoggle? Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle.
That's right, we are. I guess we had Chuck. I thought I was getting Chuck to call in tonight in case there was any last minute questions for anybody going to the boondoggle or anything. I don't know. He was texting me, and I just couldn't do everything at once here, so anyway, well, if there's any questions, anything I can help with, I'd be glad to. Just make sure, again, that everybody has their license if they're coming from out of state, or get one when you get there. You can definitely get the podcast from last night's show. He gave a lot more information, some more sponsors that have came on board for some goodies. Don't forget your Merritt Island free parks pass. It's free. When you print it, you can put a couple names on it so you don't have to. We have a few blanks I think we're rolling down with. I think Chuck also said he's got a bunch there, blanks to fill out. He's got maps. He's got everything covered. I think it's going to be pretty much plug and play. Everybody show up and have a great time. We've all been following the weather. It seems to be getting better, but according to everybody down there, quit sweating it, because whatever they say half the time doesn't happen, and it blows through when it does pretty quickly. So,
right. Mm. You also want to take another minute to remind everybody that CARS is a federal facility.
Yeah. Very good point, Chris. Very good point. And
not only is it a federal facility, it's also a wildlife refuge.
Yeah, they... If you don't tune into Chuck or Chip's shows, they have been making sure, and I just want to pass that along. Chris brought up a very good point. This is a federal park, federal facility that they have opened up to us, the public, who don't usually get to go there, play nice with all the animals, the humans, the two-legged and four-legged ones. Everybody be cool. We hopefully maybe someday can go back there. And because it's a federal property, it's a federal offense, anything you do.
Yeah, anything you do, let me reiterate that. Anything you do or you should get busted for is automatically a federal offense.
They just wanted to make sure that everybody's, like I said, plays nice, has a good time. So if we don't pass it along on our end, then I'd feel guilty. So get in trouble. But no, anyway, seriously. Have a good time. Have a lot of fun with it. But just remember where we are.
And I guess it was pointed out on Facebook. Apparently in Florida, there's some sort of law. If you're traveling with a kayak on your vehicle, your kayak has to be flagged. You have to have a flag on your kayak in the state of Florida while traveling with a kayak on your vehicle. I'm just saying. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you got it. So, well, every kayak on our trailer has a red flag. So
there we go.
We're fine. We are fine.
So if you see a bunch of Virginian hoo-has with a bunch of kayaks with a bunch of red flags, that's us. Well, no, not us, Tommy V, but...
we'll be in a caravan.
They don't have...
Yeah, so everybody...
Hey, Melita, could you verify that, please? Does it have to be a red flag?
She said, yep, red. She said, yep, red.
See, I just read flag. I didn't see anything about color of the flag. Melita, could you verify, please, if that has to be a red flag or can it be any flag?
Joe's got a bunch of red flags, he says, from this show.
Those are red cards.
That's still funny. Gosh.
You know me, I'm just,
yes,
you know, I have no sense of humor. White flag means you give up. Yes, Melita just said, yes, it has to be a red flag. What does a red flag mean? War? We're there for war? No, just kidding. My understanding,
right.
Red flag.
Well, just put a daggone red flag on your kayak hanging off the back of your truck and get down to Florida and go fishing. How about that? Jeez. Brown flag means you didn't make it home. All right.
Yes, it has to be a red flag for the last time. Apparently, it's been verified. It has to be a red. I don't know. Well, I'm assuming if you tie a red bow on your kayak while traveling, it should be fine.
Are you serious? Are you guys serious?
How many does it have to be a flag?
Are we really talking about a flag now?
I guess we are. Wow. I wish I never stopped.
All right, everybody. Let's go boondoggle. If you're traveling, be safe. We want everybody to make it there. I don't have anything left. I still have stuff to pack, still have things to get together, get your crayons out.
I'm not packing. I'm packing tomorrow when I know the weather is a little bit more predictable.
All right.
You can do all the packing.
I got it. I'll pack your clothes too. Sorry.
No.
All right. Let's get the crap out of here. I'm done. I've had enough. Thank you, Chad, for calling in. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We are out. We are going to go get our boondoggle on. See everybody in Florida in 2 days. I got nothing left. I'm spent. I'm out. Chris, hit a button or two.
All right. Safety, everybody.
Wave your red flags, everybody.
Safety. Everybody, travel carefully. Hope to see everybody down there in one piece. Remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation anglers. Tight lines, everybody, no matter where you're fishing.